And, you know, you can really, I want you to sort of continue to convince the child that it's okay, that you're giving them permission to have this anger. Okay? So I want you to now give the child permission to have an all-out temper tantrum, to just totally lose it, that you're going to make it safe for them to express and move that anger. Okay? And we're just going to start tapping, and I'm just going to jump in with some words. Okay? There's my child losing it with anger. So angry and frustrated. So angry at them. So angry at the situation. Angry and betrayed. Angry and disappointed. Angry and abandoned. So angry. The child knows this isn't how it was supposed to be. So angry. My little body filled with rage. The second way my nervous system was wired. The fight or flight response. And I'm feeling the fight. The anger in the child. The hidden, repressed anger in my inner child. Anger about not being kept safe. Righteous anger. Anger at the parents. Anger at God. Anger at the angels. Not fair. Unbelievably not fair. So wrong. The minimal expectation of being kept safe was broken. Anger in this child. Tantrum and screaming in this child. Rage and crying in this child. Kind of hard to look at. But I totally honor it. I give my child permission to react this way. I give my child permission to move this energy, to scream, to yell, to rage. I give this child permission to honor and move the energy of anger, of unfairness, of battle, of betrayal, of disappointment, of abandonment. That's a lot for a child to carry. Okay, and take a nice deep breath.